Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio. You guys with us. 215-592-9494. We got a lot of polls up today. And Hugh Douglas over here with
us. Which ones am I winning?
Well, is that how we do this?
I'm just saying.
Which
ones am I winning? Because I got a feeling I'm winning a few. And you don't want to tell me, because I can tell when it's not going your way, you really don't have a whole lot to say.
No, it's not about you. It's about being disappointed in everybody else, all right? All right, are you surprised at the season Saquon is having so far? This is basically 50-50, all right?
Okay. That's a
51%.
That's a win for me.
No, I don't think so. 51% no, 48.7% yes.
51% no.
Yeah.
That means I'm winning.
It's a 50-50 split. Can we be real here on this?
Okay.
All right. I'll get you this one because you're losing this one by a wide margin. Okay, is this version of the Bryce Harper? Is the version of Bryce Harper we got in the regular season good enough for October? No, it's 70% as people are holding the Phillies star to standards.
Okay, that's fine. I'll take a 50-50.
High standards.
I'll take a 50-50 win today.
Yeah, you barely won that one, and now you're losing this one. But this is the one. This is the one that I am mostly just.
No, this must be the one that I'm winning.
No, you're not winning. But you're not winning. But how close it is just it's defeating. Should Aaron Nola get a start against the Dodgers?
Yes, 52%.
56% no, which means 43% of people have watched Aaron Nola pitch this year and say, you know what, in a best of five, go get him, man.
I got a whole nother hour to go. I can swing this thing in my favor.
This is a joke, quite frankly.
It's an actual joke.
I love each and every one of you people. Yeah. I mean, because they listen and they are start. I will say this. The last couple of months, they have been listening a lot better. They've been listening a lot better.
Yeah, good book. When they vote with you, they're listening a lot better.
I'm just saying
they
are, because I'm trying to speak clear and concise.
I just want to make it clear that if Nola gets a start, the results are on you and Topper. You two are responsible.
He's going to win. There's no doubt in my mind. Well, he might not be the winning pitchers, but I think when he's out there, it'll probably give you about three to four innings, and they're going to be pretty solid innings.
Okay, and we'll see if this happens. And again, it's on you and it's on Topper. Okay,
here's the question. Mm-hmm. If he starts out, because we know what it's kind of been for Nola the last couple of times.
Yeah, one inning gets him. Like, yeah. There's an inning that gets him.
So, okay, if he gives you three, do you press it?
No. No.
If he gives you three, good. Oh, okay, that's enough. We were good.
Well, you got to be proactive rather than reactive.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. That's the scary thing because it has the propensity to go south quickly.
We're joking about how Topper's going to do all these different decisions. He's got a lot on his plate every game.
Yeah.
There's very few things about the Phillies that are just like turnkey. Like, all right, Sanchez, Duran, he's going to get the ninth inning. But you could put him in more in the eighth inning and the ninth, make him pitch more than three outs. Turner, Schwarber, Harper, right? Like, you just put those guys in the lineup every day. We're all good there. But there's a lot of decisions day to day he's going to have to make that are big decisions. Topper's going to play huge role in this.
Yeah, that feels like that's how it's kind of setting up.
Those Twitter questions, by the way, Sponsored by the PI Dental Center, your smile is the first thing that others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation at PIDentalCenter.com.
Darn right. All right, let's grab Noah in Quakertown and then the aforementioned QB power rankings through week four as Hugh has his ready to roll. Noah in Quakertown,
Noah,
who may have farted on the show yesterday. Hey, Noah.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Noah, what's up?
All right. Well, first things first, wanted to clear the air after yesterday.
Yeah, you cleared the air, all right.
I figured something out, man. Unfortunately, I didn't want to open a can of anything, having guys call in, like the guy from Cherry Hill, who did fart. Unfortunately, that was a weed whacker turning off. I don't know if you guys believe that or not, but I was at work.
We can hear it again and assess.
Yeah, so I it makes sense. So you work in, like, landscaping?
Landscaping. So I was just kind of going and heard my name and tried to shut it off and get my headphones off.
I buy that. I mean, it's more believable than whenever Hugh's excuses have been over the years when it's happened to him on the air.
I ain't farted, though.
Yeah. Wayne Quakertown up on WIP. Noah!
Tony, he farted.
You know what? It does sound like the way it's like a motor shutting off.
Yeah, an actual believable story, unlike anything that Douglas has given
us. No,
yeah,
I buy it.
Yeah, thank you, guys. I appreciate it. So I have, you guys want Phillies or Saquon here?
What you got?
I'll go Phillies, I guess.
Okay.
I mean, we've been talking about the pitching all day.
Mm-hmm.
And the last few years, man, what's let us down, obviously, is the bats, you know? These guys get super hot. They carry us, you know, as far as they do. I mean, how long ago was it? 2 years ago we got no hit in the World Series? And I've been saying for a few years now, I mean, these guys, they live and die by the home runs and whatnot. But hopefully what Topper was saying earlier, they've been playing more small ball this year, you know, and it's been getting the job done, you know. So I'm just hoping he can carry that, you know, into the playoffs. These guys don't get into that mindset of playing hero ball and whatnot and, you know, flare out like they normally do.
Yeah,
you know,
and they have to not get in the mindset that they have to hit a home run every time, Noah, which has been a problem for them. And then they, you know, kind of get out of their groove and they're swinging at things. Now, I will say this, though. They do need to hit home runs. I mean, like, you watch the playoff games. Yesterday, the Cubs won on two solo home runs. Like, you need some, right? That's why, like, Schwarber and Bryce got to provide the power, and then the other guys could kind of, you know, play a little more small ball.
Right. But, I don't want to see Cassie going 0 for 4, 0 for 5. Like, I mean, obviously he's not going to be playing too much this year, I don't think. But, you know, just like that.
Yeah.
You know, I have bad taste in my mouth from the past few years. I mean, I would love to see these guys get it done. Yeah, 2008, like, that is in my memory clear as day. When they won that, Harry Callis calling that, you know, I would love to see that happen again.
That was a hell of a time.
Yeah, and look, for this group, it's time. I mean, Elliot brought it up with us earlier now, and we appreciate the phone call. This team's been knocking the door, like those early 2000s Eagles. I mean, this is it. They got to go get it. As far as the power goes, they do need home runs. I mean, you're not going to win a World Series with just small ball, but they also need to make sure they can manufacture some runs in these tight games without the home run. And no, I don't expect Castellanos to play much, but Blake Snell started last night for the Dodgers. I expect him to start game two for the Dodgers.
Mm-hmm.
If we get, you know, if it is the Dodgers, it's probably going to be Ohtani game one, Snell two, and then Yamamoto in three. Castellanos is going to play against Snell. That's a lefty. So he'll factor in at some point here, especially off the bench. All right, let's get to it. Every Wednesday, 1 o'clock, our updated QB power rankings. This time now with 4 weeks of information.
Four of them things.
To go off of. So
he's going to mock us.
Yeah, you know what? I'm going to go first because...
Why so much agita?
I'll go first. Because you made a mockery of this thing last week.
I did not make a mockery.
We're going to make you go second.
I live my truth. Mm-hmm.
Much like everything else.
That's a problem.
One big joke.
All right, so once in a while on the show, once in a while, we got to drop the act around here. And for the first 4 weeks of the season, in some capacity, every single week, I've had Jalen Hurts in the top 10 quarterbacks in pro football.
Mm-hmm.
I can't justify it this week. I can't. Mm. I just can't do it. Based on 4 weeks of play, here's what I'm looking at. As I was trying to go through, you know, there's obviously some guys that have played at an MVP level they're going to be in. There's a few open spots that I think normally would be reserved. Jaden Daniels only played, two games? He's not a top 10 quarterback right now. Joe Burrow's basically out for the season, so we got to move him out too. But I'm looking at some of the numbers, even with these, you know, these extra spots you would think of for grabs. Here, let me give you some rankings for Jalen Hurts so far this season. Success rate, 26th.
Mm.
Yards, 27th. Touchdown passes, 21st. Yards per attempt, 25th. Yards per completion, 30th. Sack percentage, 26th. I can't justify it. He's not a top 10 quarterback in the first 4 weeks of the season. So here is my top 10 list as of right now. Number one, Josh Allen. Number two, Patrick Mahomes. Number three, Lamar Jackson. Number four, Justin Herbert. Number five, Matthew Stafford. Six, Jared Goff. Seven, Indiana Jones, Danny Dimes. Daniel Jones gets in at seven. He played well again. Number eight, making his debut on the list. Actually, my next three are all making their debuts on the top 10.
Did the butt.
Sam Darnold. The guy's playing well again. He played well in Minnesota last year. He's played well to start the season for Seattle. He's number eight. Number nine is Dak Prescott. Number 10, Drake May, also making his debut on my top 10 list. Through the first 4 weeks, Allen, Mahomes, Jackson, Herbert, Stafford, Goff, Jones, Darnold, Prescott, May. And then I had Baker and Hurts and Love kind of in the next few spots. But that's how I see it through 4 weeks.
Oh, that's not a bad list, Joe. That's not a bad list. My list is it's somewhat the same, but it's changed.
Okay.
On my list, I should say this. QBR rating weights heavily from week to week. But I will say that some guys got knocked because of their performances in later in the games.
Okay.
That kind of, you know, even though they had a nice QBR rating, they just their performance in the second half didn't really, you know, wasn't that really great.
Okay.
So my number one quarterback for last week was Josh Allen. Patrick Mahomes, number two. Michael Penix made the list. He was at number three from last week.
This is two times for Michael Penix.
Yeah. Drake May. Aaron Rodgers, he creeped into the list because he had a pretty good game. Matt Stafford, Jared Goff, Daniel Jones, Baker Mayfield, and Jalen Hurts.
So you found a way to keep Hurts in there.
What do you mean? That was not.
That's not unfair. That's what you got.
That's not unfair.
The way you said it.
That might. Well, I mean, look, it's a little bit wonky, but I think we're making progress.
Well, you don't have Lamar Michael Jackson Penix is a top 10.
You know what, Lamar? Penix
is the third best.
He hurt my parlay.
So it's personal.
I didn't say that. I'm just saying he hurt my parlay because I picked him to win.
It sounds personal.
That's very personal.
It's not personal. He hurt my parlay. Okay. Hurt my parlay.
Penix in there two out of 4 weeks. We might have to have a talk off the air about this.
I mean, yeah, look, again.
He had a nice QBR.
Bar is on the floor, but maybe your best list yet.
Thank you.
You look like you wanted to say something else.
No. I'm going to take the compliment when I can get it. I'll take the compliment. Because next week's a different week.
Can we hear it again one more time, your top 10?
My top 10.
Right now.
Yeah. Josh Allen, Pat Holmes, Michael Penix, Drake May, Aaron Rodgers, Matt Stafford, Jared Goff, Daniel Jones, Baker Mayfield, Jalen Hurts.
So Herbert's not a top 10 guy?
Not this week.
Okay.
Now, as this we progress through the rest of the season, this is a week-to-week thing.
Yeah.
So at the end of the year, it might shake out. Justin might be back up in there, but that like last week, you know, he wasn't.
And it's a big fall though. He was like a top two or three guy the first.
Yeah, but
it's
a week to week thing,
and then he's just out.
Yeah, it's a week to week thing.
Right.
My list doesn't have to be fluid.
I'm pleased with you, Douglas.
Thank you very much.
I mean, it's kind of sad that we've lowered the bar so much. Penix was up.
He was pretty high. He had a good game, man.
He got shut out the week before.
But it was a must win game. Dan Quinn coming back to town. See, I weight the games differently.
Oh.
And the fact that, you know, Dan Quinn was coming to town, Marcus Mariota, which, you know, he gave Falcons fans last year, well, not last year, but the year that he was there, they're really hot at him and he was starting. You can't let Dan Quinn and Marcus Mariota come in and beat you. That's just like a lot. That's a lot to digest.
It would be. Too much to digest. All right, top 10 quarterbacks in pro football as of right now. All right, let's grab Tyler in Delaware who wants to defend Hugh. I'm not sure if it's about his quarterback list.
No, we don't have to take that call.
Or just in general. Tyler, what's up, buddy?
Tyler.
Hey, Kyle, you know I got ears, brother, so I heard that. So.
I would think so. Yeah. Go ahead, Tyler.
Most of us.
Hey, Hugh.
Yes.
I had to call in because Joe, Kyle, I need y'all to stop bullying Hugh.
Absolutely not.
What are you talking about?
All right. I just parked the car because I'm on my Amazon.
Parked the car.
Uh-oh, he's about to stand up. He's going to stand up.
I am on that Will from the Northeast kind of energy, all right?
Uh-oh.
Joe, When did we become Charmin soft? Tortorella, Charmin soft in this city. The Dodgers do not scare me one iota. Okay?
Pitching's a little scary.
I get that they have the payroll. I get they have the names in Betts and Freeman and Ohtani and Yamamoto and whoever the heck else you want to say. But Hugh Douglas is 100% correct, okay? Mm. This Dodgers team, regardless if you play them in the CS or the DS, I personally would rather see them in the DS because it's only three times that you got to beat them. And their bullpen, what it showed me, if you go back, and again, language of facts, Joe, is the Phillies lost 2-3 to the Reds. They took 2-3 from the Dodgers in L.A., and they got to their bullpen. And there's something to say. You talk about Harper and Schwarber and these other guys who make the big bucks rising to the moment. When there are other stars on the other side of the field, that is when the big boys come to play. That is when the lights shine brightest, when it's their stars against our stars. I take our guys any day of the week, any day, any night that the game is, that our guys are going to come through. And again, my feeling a week ago, again, Ranger got hurt, so that's not his fault. I personally, and this might be hot take-ish, but we like to recklessly speculate.
That's what we do here. Yeah, that's how this works. Yep.
Joe, I could see a world where Aaron Nola, and stay with me here, Aaron Nola starts game number three, okay? And hear me out on this, okay?
Hear him out.
Jesus Luzardo was on the Marlins as an opponent, okay? Pitching here in the wild card round didn't do so hot. He's been one of the best starting pitchers in Philly at home.
Mm-hmm.
I trust Aaron Nola on the road because Aaron Nola's pitched in big games. He helped us beat the Braves multiple times on the road at Truist Park.
Yes, he did. He's pitched a lot of big games in Houston. I mean, he's pitched a ton of, I mean, St. Louis and the wild card. I mean, Aaron Nola's pitched a lot of big games here. Yeah, for sure.
So I could see a world, Joe, Hugh, and Kyle, where you have Sanchez going game one, you have Blizzardo going game two, and I could see what Topper said to what he said. Nola piggyback with Ranger if needed out of the bullpen, but I trust him. All right, this Phillies team, Joe, Hugh, and Kyle, has given me such confidence going into this postseason run because they are not satisfied. They are like the Eagles from last year where whoever is in front of us, however the many wins we got to get, that they're going to get it done. And what makes me so excited is that if it is the Dodgers, hopefully there is a game three for them tomorrow. But if you can get to their bullpen, this team is going to mash.
That is their weakness, Tyler. It's their weakness. And that's how we beat them out in L.A. because we didn't touch their starters. I mean, we didn't touch Snell. We didn't touch Ohtani. We didn't touch those guys. Tyler, you're right about that as far as their bullpen is their weakness. And we did see a little bit last night, Tyler. Good phone call where the Reds got some action going against the Dodgers bullpen. They're probably going to use a little different in the LDS with some starters. We'll see. But that's their weakness. But as far as stop bullying Hugh, no. I mean,
I can take it, Tyler. I got big old shoulders, man. Well, and plus Kyle and Joe.
I don't think it's bullying. I mean, I just think we're trying
to
help.
No, we're just disagreements.
Yeah, and we're trying to help you. I mean, because sometimes you're lost at sea.
No, I live my truth.
I know.
Every day.
I know. With the quarterback list, with Aaron Nola earning a start after a 6
list
ERA.
Phenomenal.
Your best so far.
Phenomenal. Yeah. I mean, because I'm week to week. Y'all are stuck. Well, y'all have like envy.
No, no. But isn't it week to week, but it builds on each other?
It does. You're right. Yeah, it does.
It's like a student during a year, right? You have the first test and the second test, and it kind of the great
but
builds.
See, the first 4 weeks of the season, and now we're past that.
Okay.
It's how do you perform? Now the body of work starts to come into play.
Preseason's over?
Yeah. It's kind of over now. Yeah.
So now
hey, it's time to go and get off the pot.
You're going to start grading, you know, challengingly? You're going to start grading less on a curve?
I feel like I graded challengingly
this week?
Yeah, with Jalen. Jalen number 10.
Yeah.
I mean, he has to play. Listen, Brian Dawkins said it last year. He needs to be consistent.
Yes.
He hasn't been.
No, well, I mean, the last two games have been wildly inconsistent.
That's a fact, Joe. And that's the one thing, like, I can sit here all day, and it's one thing you cannot argue with me about him, is he's a winner. But if you say anything in the realm of, like, he's being inconsistent, he's not seeing open receivers and things of that nature, can't argue that. The argument is, like, he's a winner, but he needs to be better. That's a fact.
Yeah.
But he's winning.
Well, he does. You know who needs to be better in the postseason? Bryce, than he was the regular season. Kashmir in the Poconos is feeling that. What's Kashmir? Up, Kashmir?
What's going on there, Joe, Hugh? It's playoff baseball time, baby. Let's get excited.
I know you're ready. Are you ready for hopefully a full month of our blood pressure being through the roof? Are you ready for this? Is your mind and body and spirit ready?
I'm still trying. Well, it's good as the Phillies actually. Because I personally need the week. I personally need the week off to kind of get myself my blood pressure and just to kind of ease it up a little bit and get ready for what we're actually about to experience on Saturday.
Yeah, it's a good point. Now, this bye week is as much for us to get ourselves mentally ready as it is for the team. I agree.
That's why I wanted the bye week, because I wouldn't have been able to handle it, honestly, if we had to start this early. Now, Joe, real quick, if I can, just real quick, about 10 seconds. So I was looking through the playoff matchups, and I was looking through the games, because I love playoff baseball no matter what. I try to watch it. And I was looking through the games, looking through the matchups, and looking through the seedings. I see the Reds and Dodgers. I see the Cubs and Padres. I know we have the bye. But where are the Mets? I don't know where the Mets are.
They're on their way to Cancun.
Yeah, you know what? They must have left that team out. That team with that $300+ million payroll that somehow missed an expanded playoffs. It's Kashmir. It's so good. It's so good that they had the best record in baseball in June and missed this thing.
It's like we said before. The world is a better place when the Mets stink and their fans are miserable and depressed.
That's the way the world's supposed to be. The world turns on its axis when the Mets make their fans. Yeah, exactly. So they have to be miserable. That's the way this thing works.
The world is back to where it's supposed to be.
Yes.
The Mets are bad. They stink. They're sitting home. They collapsed and gave up a monumentous collapse. And their fans are miserable. It's great. That's just how it's supposed to be. Now, what would be really enticing would be if the Phillies went on a run and really make the Mets fans mad.
Well, I mean, that would make it perfect, right?
Because
then it's miserable Mets fans. What do you think in Kashmir about Bryce? You think he needs to be better in the postseason?
So I think he's got to get better. Personally, I understand. You look at his numbers overall, they're not bad. But we do need Bryce. We need Bryce to be hot for at least a month. If he can turn, because again, you know, I remember we said, hey, is he going to be, you know, in 2022, we said, oh man, what's Bryce going to be? He's got that wrist problem. He's got the back problem. He had a couple of issues in 2022 as well. And then in the playoffs, he went nuclear. We do need that Bryce if we're going to beat the Dodgers, at least. Especially if we want to get to where we need to go, we need Bryce to be Bryce, especially with no Wheeler. The thing that worries me, Joe, and I know the Dodgers bullpen is bad. However, I'm not so confident that ours is great either. I mean, you look at behind Duran, is there a right-handed option that we can go to? Like in the seventh inning, if Ranger loses it, or say, you know, we're in game two, we're in game three in LA, and we need a right-handed, it's two outs, two on. I mean, do you let your starting pitcher try to work his way out of that?
Kashmir, it's my biggest question heading into October. Is the right-handed relief in front of Duran? I mean, Robertson has helped, but we're talking about a guy who's in his 40s, and you know, it's just and Kirkering has been up and down. Kashmir, I think Walker Buehler is going to end up having to get big outs for us. I think there's going to be
Can he come in a dirty inning though?
I think he could. I mean, look, he did a lot of different things for the Dodgers last year. Kashmir, we appreciate the phone call. I think Buehler's going to end up being big, and that moment's coming, whether it's Saturday or Monday or next week, where they're going to have some guys on base. It's going to be a dirty inning, and Topper's going to go put a righty in. It's going to be before Duran. It's going to be like, whose is it? Because Mookie Betts is coming up with two guys on. All right, 215-592-9494. We'll get to your phone calls coming up here. You people at 145 and. We have to address a very serious matter here at Odyssey. It was brought to our attention this morning. Lawyers may have to be involved. We want to be transparent with the audience. That's next. Big stuff going on. Midday show on Sports Radio 94 WIP. Let's talk about my friends over at FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino. They're getting you ready for kickoff with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right. Pick a bet. Bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines, whatever your style. FanDuel has you covered. FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to download the FanDuel app today and get started. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94 WIP.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Uh-oh.
Bad boys, bad boys.
All right, welcome back. Midday show. Now, look, we try to be pretty transparent with the audience. We got things going on around here. And I don't know how this works. We've had our share of run-ins where, the boss has got to tell us to calm down.
Yeah.
Sometimes you'll get text messages from people telling you
I've
to calm
beef.
Down.
I've had Twitter beef that I've gotten in trouble for.
Yeah, I mean, this happens.
And I had to tone it down.
But I don't know if it's ever happened where it's Odyssey on Odyssey crime. And potentially, now we're talking through whether or not to get the lawyers involved. All I know is this. Hugh, you've kind of trademarked a special thing that you do on the show.
Yes.
Which is you recklessly speculate.
Recklessly speculating.
Yeah. So that's your thing. I mean, that's been your thing for years.
You almost stumbled right over that one.
Your own thing. Yeah.
But that... I hate the fact that you know being around me so long, you can tell what I'm about to screw.
They don't call you a professional broadcaster for no reason.
I am a professional.
That's right. Regardless or not, if people believe that, you have coined reckless speculation. And it's caused a lot of, I think, good radio, but also, some people, they're upset at times. Okay, so that happens, and that's your thing. But it sounds like not everyone realizes this is your thing, because listen to this. This is 92.3 The Fan. This is a sister station of ours out in Cleveland, an Odyssey station. Listen to what they were doing this morning.
What's going on
with that?
Wait a second. Are we in Chagrin Falls?
Reckless speculation.
Oh, they got a sounder.
I know. It's a pretty good sounder.
Wait a minute. Where's Battle? We need to do something about
that,
man.
Are you accusing Battle? Was that Battle?
No, I'm not saying it was Battle.
Is Battle doing work for Cleveland?
No, I'm not saying it was, but why don't we have a sounder? I've been recklessly speculating for years.
Yeah. And he was they calling battle to the stand.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, no, I mean, not in, in an aggressive way that my tone would suggest, but I'm just like, they got a sounder.
So, two things. One, I can't believe they have a sounder and we don't. Two, we could just ask him to make one and he'll do it for us.
Yeah.
So that we probably should have done that off the air. But that, okay.
Now I called him out on the air.
Now you called him out on the air. When, all we have to do is politely ask and he'll make
our
it.
Our relationship has probably officially changed.
So, but here's the question. Should we take legal action against Cleveland?
No, you know what we need to
do? The whole city.
You know what we need to do? I got people in Cleveland. Mm-hmm. Just say the word. I'll call up there and be like, hey, man, y'all need to stop doing that. No, I mean, not
in that legal action is going to be against you.
No, yeah. I'm saying in a nice way. Just tell them.
You are
just let's call them. Y'all they on the phone? I mean, let's call them and be like, hey, man, y'all need to stop doing that.
You want to give those guys a call?
Yeah, just give them a call and be like, hey, man, y'all need to stop that. Yeah.
Get them on the horn?
Respectfully.
Now, there is a possibility of something. I'm not saying it's true. I'm just saying it's a possibility. There is the off chance that you stole their bit, that they started this first.
I don't know.
That's not possible.
Okay. It's not possible.
I'm just trying to workshop all the different possibilities.
Nope. Not at all.
Yeah. Nope. That one's we're dismissing that. Not admissible as evidence.
We're not. So we set trains around.
What are we asking from them? Cease and desist? Do we want damages?
No, yeah, monetary we want damages? Them removed from the air.
Okay. So
that's pretty strong.
Yeah.
They are from Ohio, though.
Oh, are you going to go soft on them because they're from your home state?
I'm from Ohio. Yeah. Cleveland ain't that far away from the house.
And look what they did to one of their own. They took your bit and destroyed
it. That's true. Yeah. They stepped on your toes first, buddy.
No respect.
Maybe we should just call them and tell them, hey, you know what? Next time, ask before you do that.
Is this a phone call, sternly worded email? Do we get Rod on it?
No, we need to make a phone call. We need to call them and say, what are you guys doing?
Okay.
Like, what are you doing?
We might need to go down there.
Want to take a ride out to Cleveland?
I'm going to Cleveland next week.
Oh, well, you stop by. Stop by the station.
And knock on the door and be like, don't you know who I am?
Are you going to take that, Hugh?
I got to be honest.
I like how Kyle tried
if
to
you
put
go knock on the door, If you go knock on the door angry, they might drop it and never do it again.
You know what? That would not be right, man. Because I'm trying to put that behind me.
Well, you got to defend the show because they're stealing your bit.
I mean, that's stealing a bit, but they got the sounder, though.
What's going on
with that?
Wait a second. Are we in Chagrin Falls?
Reckless speculation.
I wouldn't have done the horn because that's a little cheesy.
The air horn is a little cheesy.
The horn is cheesy, but the reckless speculation, I like that.
It is crazy that it's verbatim.
I know. So here's what I want them to never use it again, to give us the sounder without the horns and a written apology.
Okay.
That you're asking for a lot.
Yeah, I've written an apology, and I want the host to read it on the air. Yeah.
We need to call them. I mean, what y'all doing?
I just am asking for a written apology. It's not that big of a deal. Yep. All right.
And we want the sounder.
Yeah, we want the sounder, a written apology. Yeah.
Here's the thing, though. Like, it's Cleveland. Do we let them have it? That city needs a win.
They got Dylan Gabriel starting on Sunday. They're fine.
Now, see, Kyle's starting to feel bad for Cleveland. They did used to call Cleveland the mistake on the lake.
Damn. I didn't know that's what they called it,
the mistake on the lake.
Well, if it wasn't for LeBron, I mean, it's the saddest sports town.
I mean, that's what they, yeah.
For 60 years. It's a shame.
That was kind of where I'm coming from.
So but does that mean Hugh can't recklessly speculate anymore if we give it to them? Is it theirs?
No, we're going to still recklessly
speculate. No, we will allow them to have it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Imitation is the sincerest form of flattery.
Yeah.
That is true. All right.
And between that and the awesome take that I had that still has.
Let's not get insane now.
Which one is that?
You know what I'm starting to become? You know what's starting to happen right before our eyes?
God.
I'm going to be at some point, I'm going to be on the Wall of Fame here.
Oh, you're calling your shot?
It's the both of us. We're both going, but we're going to be on the Wall of Fame. We're going to the Wall of Fame. We're going to be up there with Angelo Cotati, Joe Wechter, and what's that other guy's name that's on the thing? Glenn McNamara. No, I was just kidding.
Who? Who's that? No, of course, Glenn's a Hall of Famer. Yeah,
you are more likely to be featured in a very long HR email sent out to the company.
That has happened before.
I think it's worth
subject line, Hugh Douglas.
It is worth a poll. Is Hugh Douglas a future WIP Hall of Famer?
WIP Hall of Famer.
You know what? Hold on a second. I got to say.
What's that?
If you make the WIP Hall of Fame, which we'll probably make it together.
I'd love
to be inducted together in the Hall of Fame. We get to be around here for a while, right?
You
got to be here a while to get in the Hall of Fame. But wait a second.
What?
I'm workshopping this. If you make the WIP Hall of Fame, specifically you're already in the Eagles Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm.
you will then have to go in the Philadelphia Sports Hall of Fame.
At some point. At some point.
I mean, that you become one of the premier Philadelphians.
Iconic, yes.
Ever.
Wasn't Hugh up for that recently?
I was. I don't think I made it. Did I make it?
I would think you would know if you made it.
At some point, would Hugh Somebody then be the you. Only person that has all these honors? I mean, look, I love Ike
Most
and I love
Rich. Oh, no, but
I think Ike's going to the WIP.
Ike's going to be in the WIP Hall of Fame. Yeah. No, but I mean, I love Ike and I love Richie. They're not in the Eagles Hall of Fame, right? You'd have this rare thing where you get to have both.
As a broadcaster
and a player.
Yeah, pretty cool.
Now, the question is, the longer you stick around here and have takes on A.J. Brown, the more likely you're to be removed from the Eagles Hall of Fame.
They're going to get rid of me.
WIP, you put him on the wall. We're taking him out. Scott isn't stopped.
Like, what are we doing? What are we doing?
Give us that jacket back. All right. Let's go to Chris in Middletown. What's up, Chris?
Good afternoon, man.
Chris, what's up, buddy?
Yeah, good afternoon.
A little late.
Where you been?
Got things
Hitting to do.
The
nine hole today.
Oh, you playing golf. That's a golf reference, right?
Nine
hole is the nine hitter in the batting order.
You meant the nine hole, the ninth hole.
There is the ninth hole in the golf, but that's the middle.
One of these days you'll see
it. No, because when he said it, I thought,
maybe if you weren't hell diving last night.
I'm hell diving as soon as we get home. Hell diving.
The middle of the order would be... What are you doing to us?
What? Okay.
Are you done?
Hey, I'm done. What's up, man?
So first off, I agree. We got to put Bobby Lincoln on this bit thing.
Bobby Lincoln.
And then, you know, as far as anti-Douglas, you know, anti-pledge Douglas today, telling us to have faith in their NOLA, like, wow. Joe, why is it that I feel like we're being set up for some sort of, like, disturbed Douglas agenda here? Like,
what's my agenda?
You always have an agenda.
It would be great to have another parade. When we had a parade, like in September.
Let me get a little worried.
When would the Phillies parade be?
Yeah.
November. Early November.
That's what I meant. That's what I meant. See, wait a minute. You automatically thought I meant the Super Bowl. No, I'm talking about the Phillies parade.
Getting concerned.
You know what? They might as well etch that plaque now for the Hall of Fame. It won't be long now.
It's in memoriam.
He had a nice run. Then he just lost it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Let's senior citizen Douglas like catch his breath over here. Guys, please allow me a minute to cook here, if I may. Men, we're not playing around. This year, it's time to walk the talk for the Fightin' Phils. And, you know, we've seen a year where the team has changed its mentality and approach, and that was evident from pitch one of this season. The daycare was closed. Garrett Vibes Stubbs was sent down to the minors. You know, the batting approach changed. The team pulled together a bunch of major deficiencies and turned them into a strength, which was most evident by our outfield down the stretch. However, it wasn't all sunshine and roses. We lost the GOAT Wheeler for the season. Turner pulled a hammy. Sosa busted his groin. And what did they do? What did they do, guys? They won. They clinched the second seed and finished as one of the hottest teams in Major League Baseball. And you know what, Kyle? You know what to do.
Oh, man. You might want to restart that.
Yay.
Kyle, you know what to do.
I'm going to have a little high pitch.
Quiet, Douglas. We finally, the first time, this is it, man. We have come. We've arrived. The greatest month in Philadelphia is here. It's Red October. The bank will be rocking. We're all in. Everything's bet on red. There's no holding back. No second chances. The baby. Stop talking. The Phillies and the Phillies have burned the boat. There's no turning back. There's no more running back. There is no more tomorrow. The sun will not shine again. There is only today. We're going to show everyone. We're going to take our trophy back. Reach the pole. Fly Patterson Avenue in a speedway in a sea of Philly. Run. This year, destiny will be fulfilled. History will be made. Legacy will be secured. Everything will be red. Ring the damn bell! Let's bring it home! It's Red October! It's Philly time! It's our destiny! It's time to bring our trophy home and show the world we are the best damn city in the entire world! Let's have the fight! Red October!
He recovered from the voice crack, I will say. I didn't know he'd have a...
Did he faint, though? That just kind of abruptly stopped.
That was pretty tough to overcome. We're going to have to hear that one again.
I know.
It's like he fainted.
All right, I'm going to...
I hope he's okay.
I'm going to offer everyone a little piece of advice this week. Between Aaron's tough week, I mean, it's been a brutal week for Aaron. What happened to Chris there? Everyone's got to buckle down and get ready the next couple days.
This is Hugh's fault for hell diving. He set
mean?
The tone.
I know. No, I need everyone locked in. I need everyone's blood pressure to an appropriate level. I need everyone's voice ready to go. We got the Red October rally, the Red on Friday, live at Stateside, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Stateside Live, which is the new Xfinity Live, Hugh, down at the South Philly Sports Complex.
That's going to be a parquet.
Can't wait. It's going to be awesome. John Middleton going to be live at 3 p.m. with the afternoon show. We have some big guests lined up. It's going to be a great day. But I need everyone the next couple days, just take a deep breath and prepare yourself for what should be, and I believe will be, the next 3.5 weeks of intensity. Because right now I'm sensing everyone's a little on edge. Hugh's in wherever world he's in, talking about the Reds winning games. I got Kyle over here who's
winning tonight.
They're not. Kyle's scared. And we got a lot going on. But I need everyone to lock in because that was a good job by Chris, but I thought we were going to lose him before it started.
Yeah, he kind of.
And then Aaron, I mean, what the hell was that earlier?
You know what the unfortunate thing about it is? Because both of those guys are in my age demographic.
Yeah.
And they kind of fell kind of short at the beginning.
Yeah. Is your mortality coming back into focus?
No, I'm just saying. I just thought about that. I'm like, damn, we all, you know, we kind of in the same demographic.
Do you remember what Rondé Barber told you last week? You guys
aging out. Hey, listen, that stuck with me because that's the reality. You know, when you go places, I'm like, now, when did you play? When you get hit with the when did you play? Oh, no, you getting old, dog.
What decade was that?
He's like, wait a minute. Did you play with Seth? No, I did not.
The kids don't know who you are, man. No shame. We got to remind them.
No clue.
No clue.
All right, let's go to Shy in Westchester, and then we'll hear from you people today. What's up, Shy?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, Shy, what's up?
What's it called? First of all, excited for the postseason, without a doubt. I think it'll fall in the bullpen, you know. Our weakest link in there is Kirkering, which isn't great, but I think he'll find his groove. But my main thing is, if I have to hear Dancing on My Own again this year, I'm going to lose my mind. I'm going to lose my mind. I think it's the worst song. It doesn't work. I'm tired of seeing Stubbs dancing in the locker room. But other than that, high hopes for this team. They are the favorite for a reason, I believe.
I agree with that, Shy. Even without Wheeler, they deserve to be the favorite.
Shy.
Yeah. I mean, I don't have a problem with this song. I like it.
Well, you're a Stubbs guy.
I mean, you know, I'm not going to dance to it, but I mean, it's nice. It's nice.
All right. Here's where I'm at on this. Do we actually think they're not going to play it if they move on and beat the Dodgers?
Oh, they're definitely going to play it.
Of course they're going to play it. This is their song. This is what they do. I just expect that if they when let's put the win out there when they beat the Dodgers in the LDS
when they beat the
Dodgers and they get to the LCS they're going to celebrate, they're going to go nuts, and they're going to play the song. I mean, it's going to be part of the rotation. It's what they do. I expect it. I'd be surprised they didn't. All right, can we get to you people today? See what they're up to.
You people.
It's time to hear from you people.
What do you mean, you people?
We have a lot of potential drops that came up on the show today.
Okay.
Including two from just disastrous performances by a couple callers. But we might want to think before we start laughing at these guys, because we've had issues of our own, similar ones, on the show. Yeah. So we'll get to all that a little bit later on. First, though, all caps, I have had it with you dopes. And this was within the first 2 minutes.
You'll be back tomorrow.
Yeah.
You'll be back.
We love you. Thank you for listening and watching.
You'll be back.
Yep. Joe Giglio is extra bright today, burning a hole in my eyes.
I got to be honest. I thought we had two good days with the lights. Today's not a good day. To the point where I have a migraine because it's been shining in my eyes.
The lighting police, though, they're on top of that, though, aren't they?
Yeah.
The lighting police.
There's a lot. Yeah, I just.
You turned 39 and now you're starting to get migraines from the light.
The light is bothering me today.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so I can imagine how shiny it is because my head
too.
Hurts.
You too.
Yeah.
It's what we all know.
Our combined age is getting close to 100. I did the math on this yesterday.
Yeah, we up there.
Hey, Joe, you are not the manager of the Phillies. Pipe down.
I mean, but Captain Obvious.
Aren't I a fan like you are? Yeah, aren't we bit. All? Yeah, don't we all have opinions of what should happen? Well, only Rob Thompson's opinion matters? Then I don't want to hear you complain.
You're not the manager.
All right, I don't want to hear you complain if this doesn't work.
Okay, pipe
I told
down.
You it's on.
I'm
not going to pipe down.
Pipe down.
If this doesn't, if Nola gets
pipe
a start.
Pipe down is underrated.
Yeah, pipe down,
pipe down is underused.
Yep.
I'll just use that next time you back Nola for a start.
Pipe down, Joe.
Why don't you pipe down over there.
All right. Not sure what this is really in reference to. Mm-hmm. Kyle needs to face the music. I don't know.
What does that mean?
I don't know. That's kind of ominous.
Yeah, it is ominous.
What music
am
I facing?
I don't know. Is it about, who could it be about? Quarterback?
I don't know.
Saquon?
Yeah.
About Hugh?
Oh, that's coming. Give it another week.
What, the quarterback music?
Oh, yeah. Well, the quarterback, we play Denver. Denver got a pretty good defense.
They do. They get a lot of pressure.
We're going to see why that thing check out.
That was a nervous laugh.
No, I'm just saying.
I heard it, too.
We're going to see how that work out. Bo Nix look like, you know what I mean? Yep. Bo Nix like he can play.
All right. Get the bald one out of here. That could be either of you two.
All right.
He talking about me. You see that hair. Look at that. You see it.
Yeah, I see that cul-de-sac.
Not really.
It is a big old bald spot. We're about to cut that out today. Yep. It's a wrap.
Yeah,
Come on home.
Speaking of, apparently my forehead's shining too today. Okay. So
They've changed the lights.
We are a shiny show.
It's brighter here today.
It's bright.
A shiny show.
It hurts. Yep. Yeah, yep.
You clowns want Travis Fulgham instead of AJ, I guess.
Who?
That's a deep cut right there. Mm-hmm. Travis Fulgham had one good month, and people thought he was good, and then he just fell off.
He was here. Yeah, I remember that, because somebody was talking, oh, he's the hottest receiver in training camp.
What was that, October 2020? I think it was something like that.
It was 2020.
2020. October, I think it was.
Carson Wentz here, yeah.
Yeah, it was, okay. Fulgham. Yep. And then he washed out of the league very quickly.
It's a good run, though.
It was.
Tired of running AJ out of town, so you moved on to Saquon. Despicable.
I seriously don't know what people hear. I really don't.
Are you surprised Saquon Barkley, who's a great player, isn't having a great start to the season? Yes or no? How is that running Saquon Barkley? I actually think it's a bit when people say that at this point. No one believes anyone's being run out of town.
When was the
last athlete that we ran out of town that didn't run themselves out of town? Ben Simmons? No, that was his fault. Carson Wentz? No, he sucked. That was his fault. Nope. They run themselves out of town.
We are running them out of town. Mm. Yep. Is that Hugh Douglas? Legend.
Wow.
A positive one today.
Wow.
That's surprising.
How's that feel? Better?
That's weird. It's a little like
lately they've been disappointed.
Yeah, lately. That's a little weird.
I figured you could use that win.
Yeah. You say that? Yeah, that's a little weird.
Yeah. Yep. Damn, Hugh, shaking my head.
Nah.
I feel the same way.
That's evergreen.
That was probably around the time you lowered the bar for Harper or said roll Nola out there with a 6 ERA.
Yes. You were on a roll.
Yeah. I might not make it through October.
We're going to be all right.
Yeah.
Mm. Yep.
We're going to be fine.
Hey Hugh, you need a wipe to get rid of all the bull crap.
It's
really weak, but I do appreciate.
Yeah, yeah.
In fact, they're coming after you for your bull crap today. They're tired of it. Hugh Douglas is hallucinating.
Agreed.
That has happened before, but not today.
Wow. Hugh just thinks this is all one big joke, huh? Well, guess what? The real joke is you.
It is kind of one big joke.
Though. Well, it depends on what we're talking about.
It's a joke.
Yeah. Real joke. Some stuff is more jokes than others. I mean, lowering the bar for Bryce Harper's October.
Well,
I didn't lower
the bar. I just said you're asking him to be like extraordinary. And I was like, I don't think he needs to be that.
He is extraordinary and he needs to be.
Okay. All right. A couple of quick drops before we get to the real meat and potatoes here. Mm-hmm. This one from Chris Long, which I think he would appreciate.
Really banged up right now.
Banged up. Getting banged
That's going to be a good one for
that
us.
That is going to be a good one.
And then a gem from Hugh earlier that put his entire opening rant to a halt here.
I've seen a lot of penetration.
and that was the moment we lost Hugh Douglas today.
You know what? We're so, because y'all so childish. It was like when I said it, how you just had that stream of conscious moment. You're like, oh, that was funny.
at the risk of completely losing
Joe and I kept it professional. Yeah.
At the risk of not being able to finish this show, if you add that one to the old cut of Hugh talking about Embiid and not taking him off the court in that playoff game, we really have created something.
I would have rolled him until he told me no. And slather Vaseline on me. I've seen a lot of penetration. I am a professional.
Those are all your voice.
Hey, I have my moments, but for the most part.
Like I told you earlier, you got to go home, look in the mirror, and say you are professional.
I am a professional. I can't believe I'm a professional.
Yep. All right. What do we like first here, Chris or Aaron?
I kind of want to hear Aaron.
Let's go with Aaron first. All right.
Typical. Let's get conservative. We got to win this game. We're up a certain amount of points. In the Rams game, the special teams put us in situations where our average starting position. The special teams put us in situations where our average starting position.
That's a tough one to recover from.
Yep. Yeah.
Especially when you're talking.
You would know from experience, you.
When you talk. I walk right into that one.
I just hope someone was around to give Aaron the Heimlich, because that sounded bad.
Yeah, them things hurt too.
The special teams put us in situations where our average starting position.
Yep.
All right, then we had Chris.
And then Chris, yep.
Yeah.
And you know what? Kyle, you know what to do.
Is that the best one since Sammy?
It might be.
Somebody kicked him in the groin.
Yeah,
right?
You know what? Kyle, aisle you don't want to do.
But once again, humble yourself.
Sign Ranger to a long-term deal.
No, he's not worth it. We're long-term deal. We have that's. It's important to humble ourselves around here. It's important to remember where we came from.
You never should forget.
Yeah. And you know what, Kyle? You know what to do.
The fact that Kyle left him hanging is so because he was too busy cutting that.
I had to let that one breathe. Immediately went to the computer.
Everyone take a deep breath. We got a big October in front of us. That today was brutal. Ooh. I mean, today
we go get some, go get a nice little shot of bourbon and let your voice rest and get ready for the weekend.
And you know what, Kyle, you know what to do.
All right, that's it for us. Don't forget Sports Talk on WIP, presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL and CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game all season long. Kicking off with the juicy Week 5 matchup between the Broncos and Eagles. ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. All right, afternoon show coming up next. We will talk to you guys tomorrow. We have the Red October Rally coming on Friday. Full day of playoff baseball. You sticking to your prediction? Are the Reds winning tonight?
Yeah. I'm picking the Reds.
You guarantee it?
I got a parlay.
You guarantee it?
Guaranteed.
Oh, my goodness.
Where's my music? Wait a minute. Y'all don't believe me?
No,
okay, that's
no.
All right, because when I hit this parlay, don't ask for no money.
Again, there's plenty of charities to donate the money to. All right. Afternoon show next. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Peace.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.